This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
In 2004, the Supreme Court of Canada heard the case of Monsanto Canada Incorporated v. Schmeiser, a case about patent rights and biotechnology. Percy Schmeiser is the canola farmer in Saskatchewan who was sued by Monsanto for growing Roundup-resistant canola seed on his farm without a license from the biotech company. The ensuing four-year legal battle reached its climax at the Supreme Court. Seeds is the title of a dramatic reenactment of that legal battle, starring Eric Peterson as Percy Schmeiser. The show is about to start a tour of Western Canada and will be opening at the K. Meek Centre in West Vancouver on January the 19th. Annabelle Soutar is the artistic director of the Porte Parole Theatre Company in Montreal. She first wrote Seeds just after the Supreme Court case in 2004, but the current production made its debut in 2012. Annabelle Soutar joins me on the phone from Montreal. Good morning, Annabelle.
Good morning, James.
I just recapped, I think, in what, one or two sentences, the case and missed most of the details, of course. But can you tell me what were some of the details and particularly the dramatic elements that first drew you to this case?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I first became interested when the Supreme Court accepted the appeal by Percy Schmeiser of Monsanto's claim that he had infringed on their patent rights. And right away, my curiosity was piqued. First of all, I had no idea that there were patents on genetically modified seeds in Canada. I had no idea what a genetically modified seed was. And I found it very dramatic and very intriguing to think of a farmer being hauled into court over a case like this. I'm very interested in Canadian stories, and in my documentaries, I really like to have a diversity of character on the stage. And here I was faced with a story that involved farmers, scientists, lawyers, activists, and I knew that there were the ingredients for a really exciting human drama.
What was the conclusion of that Supreme Court case? What was the outcome?
Yeah, well, it was a very exciting outcome. And before I tell you the decision, I should tell you that I did go to Ottawa to hear the court case. There were 50 people allowed into the courtroom, so I knew I had to get there early. I think I showed up at 6 a.m. on a freezing January morning. And there were already five people in line, and the first person in line was from Japan. So that gives you an idea of the global scope of the case. Monsanto ended up winning 5-4, which is, as everyone knows, as close as it can get in a Supreme Court case. And I knew when I heard the case that the world was watching, because if, in fact, Monsanto's patent was successfully confronted and overturned in that court case, it would have changed their entire global business plan. And that's why so many people around the world were watching it. It was the first time that a Western high court was questioning the scope of Monsanto's patent on genetically modified seeds.
In my introduction, I also mentioned that this is a dramatic reenactment rather than using the word play. What does that term dramatic reenactment mean?
What it means is that every word you hear on the stage was spoken in real life. It was either drawn from a court trial transcript or from interviews I did directly with the people involved. So as soon as I decided to launch my own documentary investigation, I contacted Percy, and I went out to Bruno, Saskatchewan to interview him and his wife. I spoke to people in their community. I talked to his lawyer. I traveled to Winnipeg to speak to the folks at Monsanto. It took me a while to get access to them, but finally Trish Jordan, the director of public and industry relations, agreed to speak with me at length about the case. Spoke to other various academics and legal people involved in the case all over the country. So it's what you see on the stage are episodes from the first federal court trial in Saskatoon in 2000. You hear excerpts from the Supreme Court hearing. You hear interviews that I did with various people. And it kind of plays out as a bit of a whodunit or a who's telling the truth, because it became clear to me when I read the court trial transcripts from the federal court trial that there were two very, very different versions of how those seeds got onto Percy Schmeiser's property back in 1997. And I became very intrigued about who could be telling the truth and who how different those versions were.
So what can people expect to see at the show? How do you present the story? Is it strictly real-life characters, or are there any fictional elements at all introduced in the play?
Real-life characters. So we have a group of seven actors who play upwards of 45 characters on the stage. Five of them play many, many different characters, so they keep morphing to present different characters. Eric Peterson only plays Percy Schmeiser, and the actress Amelia Sargeson plays the playwright. So the way the story is told on stage is that my person, my character, the playwright, is performed by an actress, and we see her conducting her investigation and interviewing various people and collecting the court transcripts. It's a really dynamic staging by award-winning director Chris Abraham from Toronto, with some really, really beautiful and very, very sort of dynamic video design, lighting design, and sort of movement around the stage that keeps the material in movement all the time and very, very dramatic, very suspenseful. But it's what's fun about it too is just to see that the other five actors continually transforming. In one scene, they'll be playing a lawyer, and the next, they'll be playing a farmer. Just to see the diversity of language and perspective on the stage is what people have found very entertaining about the show.
And what does the star, I guess, Eric Peterson, because you said he's the only one, or one of the only ones who plays only the one role?
Eric is, first of all, one of the finest actors in Canada, who is from Saskatchewan, so has a real sense of connection to this play, to the topic of the play, and also to the character. I think he, you know, many people who have seen the play, who have seen Eric perform the play, have said it's almost like we're seeing Percy on the stage. I just think he brings an authenticity to it. It's not that he's trying to simulate exactly Percy, but he has a lot of respect for the battle that Percy waged, the courage it took. When he was, you know, a senior citizen, as one of the characters calls him in the play, to fight Monsanto. And so he really defends Percy in a way that feels very authentic and very heartfelt. He's very funny. He's sometimes very enigmatic. He's very eloquent. We see, you know, at a certain point, Percy became a real spokesperson for the anti-GMO movement, and he traveled all over the world making speeches to various governments and in various sort of environmental rallies and whatnot, and he became a real figurehead. And I think the fact that Eric can tap into the farmer in him, but also to the spokesperson, the leader, it's a great role for Eric to show his range as an actor.
What do you think is still relevant about the story today? Because, of course, the Supreme Court case was over a decade ago. The original incident with the seeds is almost 20 years ago now. Why is the story still relevant today, do you think?
Well, pick up a newspaper, Google GMO foods, and you'll see that this battle, this debate about GMO foods and how it's affected agriculture is raging all over the world. There are communities in the United States right now that are lobbying their governments to make their states GMO-free. There is a lot of resistance to the widespread use of the herbicide Roundup. There are countries like China that are, you know, working aggressively to implement GMO food and GMO technology in agriculture, which is creating a sea change in agriculture there. It continues to be alive for many, many people. Scientists who have generally recognized that GMO technology is not a threat to human health, still are having to work very hard to convince people that it's safe to eat GMO food. So for whatever reason, it continues to be very, very alive today. And I think that what the play does is it puts, you know, the GMO debate today in perspective. It shows you where that started, why Percy was such an important figure in bringing the GMO debate into people's households, because, of course, it's a very complex debate. And so somebody had to sort of vulgarize it, like we say in French, vulgariser, to make it something that people could understand and rally around. So, and I think for Canadians, too, it's important to know that Canada was really one of the countries, Canada and the U.S. were the two countries where this technology was developed on our farmland. It's where Monsanto worked in conjunction with many Canadian scientists to develop the technology. And so I feel it's an important part of our history. And, you know, the play will maybe allow you to orient yourself a little bit more in the debate, because it's a bit disorienting and a little bit difficult to understand the complexity. But, you know, having said that, the play makes that complexity fun and accessible and dramatic.
It is a fascinating story. I'd very much like to learn more about it, too. So I think it sounds like a great show. Thank you. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I've been speaking with Annabelle Soutar. She's the artistic director of the Porte Parole Theatre Company in Montreal. Her reenactment of the Percy Smizer case, Seeds, will be playing around the Vancouver area, starting in West Vancouver at the K. Meek Centre on January the 19th. From there, it will show in Maple Ridge, Chilliwack, and Surrey later in January.